And that is the end of T-Girl Tuesday and the beginning of my new show. It is now 7:01 p.m. It's rain, and we're going to do something a little different today. This is Postmortem Espresso, which is going to be my new show. And this is going to be kind of like complements T-Girl Tuesday. T-Girl Tuesday is going to focus more on like music and stuff. And this is going to focus more on like my rambling and more like ambient soundtrack type music and stuff. But first, let's see, our station call sign is WMUC-FM College Park. And now we have a brief PSA. And let's see what PSA. I feel like we need new PSAs. If you have a new PSA that you would like to suggest to the station, please get in touch. We need more. Anyways, we're going to do the one on the Graduate Labor Union.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
That was just our PSA, and first song we're playing, just to get us started tonight, is going to be Tectonic Trenches from Celeste Strawberry Jam. And after that, I'm going to talk a little bit about 3D printing and infiltration of AI sloth into our previously sacred file sharing websites. Anyways, this is now Postmortem Espresso. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and this first song is Tectonic Trenches.
Thank you.
You're listening to Postmortem Espresso, and I am Rain, and this is WMUC FM College Park. So the first topic I'm going to be talking about is 3D printing and how AI slop has unfortunately made itself and clawed its way into 3D printing. So at risk of sounding like an old boomer, back in the day, I built my first printer when I was in fifth grade. I had like kind of a bunch of like weird parts and stuff I assembled together, and like commercial printers at the time were expensive or really bad quality, so you kind of had to make your own. This is like 2015-ish, so this was still before 3D printers kind of just showed up everywhere like they are now today, because nowadays I feel like you can just go and buy one for like $200 and you have a pretty good 3D printer that's probably better than the one I had back then. Well, not probably. That is better. I can say that for sure. But alongside the spread to the masses, there is something that's sometimes a little hard for people, and what takes a lot of time too is actually designing the files to be printed. So for 3D printing, you typically have to CAD model your design in a computer, so basically like how each shape is formed and everything. There is tons of different ways to do that in programs. I'm not going to really talk about this today. But at first, a lot of times, there's like engineering part and stuff. And one of the first websites that came out there was Singiverse. So Singiverse was like the original major 3D printing file sharing site. And people put all sorts of stuff in there. It was originally like engineering parts and stuff. But a lot of times, it kind of turned into like trinkets and stuff as 3D printers became more widespread. But It'll be there at the end of time, probably. But after a while, it kind of went downhill. Unfortunately, they got bought out. They had issues with the servers and stuff. And for a few years, it was pretty much almost unusable. During this time, another site filled the vacuum. Printables. I'm going to be focusing on that today. It's probably known as Prusa Prince. That was a brief name. So Printables is a name probably everyone knows that. And it's basically Prusa, which is a major 3D printer manufacturer's take on the whole Thingiverse concept. It used to be pretty good. It had some unique models, and people who put files in there typically put more time and effort into that, their files, which I really appreciated. Because, well, a lot of files are good. Not all of them are good, and there's always some bad ones and stuff, and some that people even haven't printed, they just uploaded there, in case anyone might need it. But something changed recently. So I got some files and stuff looking around Printables probably back in September or so. There was like normal things, about the same, a bunch of cool things, and something nice about the site is they have competitions and they give out filaments and stuff for good designs, which is cool and I think really helps encourage an ecosystem around 3D printing and stuff. But I didn't really download much files, or honestly, I didn't do much 3D printing until March, April or so, because I was in the hospital and all sorts of other stuff. But now, like, half the files are AI slop, and it's kind of unfortunate, because it's not just every file. It's files that are, like, trending, and the most downloads and stuff are just, like, AI. And I'm going to go for two examples of what I think. One good examples are. So, in the top 20 or so downloaded in the last month, there is a little helmet to put on your cat from some video game. Now, there's a picture of a cat wearing the helmet. If you know anything about cats, you're not stuffing a little helmet out of plastic on their head. Like, that is not ever, ever going to work. And you look at it, it's a little weird. And then you look, and there's a watermark in the corner for a little Google Gemini, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't real. But there's so many downloads, and it's kind of staggering. The file may or may not be 3D AI-generated, I am not sure. I know the image definitely is. There's another image what appears to be the actual thing printed on their 3D printer. Because I don't think AI is quite that good yet, but I could be wrong. And considering there's also no watermark, it looks like a legit image. But it was interesting because it didn't even look like the image that was present in the little AI thing. Like, it was a completely different helmet or something. And that was kind of frustrating. And Printables requires that files that are AI generated or use AI images to have a little tag that they are AI. just to like, so you can filter it out and exclude it. That one didn't have it. And honestly, just from a little quick glance at it, most files that have AI components in them don't have any labeling on them. So the cat's kind of out of the bag there. Another example is one where the image and the layers weren't even like straight or make sense for a 3D printer being able to print. So for some context, unless you have a really expensive printer or weird fancy software or in space, 3D printers print one layer at a time. So they basically draw a pattern, and then they draw a pattern on top of it. And then if you keep on drawing the pattern on top of it, you generate a full object. So it's basically like, and it takes a while. So it's basically like going out, sketching something out, putting something on top of it until you have a full thing. And the layer lines are normally flat because you sketch one at a time, and then you have things like gravity and stuff. There's some tricks and stuff you can do, but that's pretty much what you do. And the layer lines weren't even straight in this file. Like, they were all wacky and, like, bent weird and stuff. And, like, that is not how 3D printers print. Like, that is, like, some AI made-up thing for that. And it had a lot of downloads and stuff, and it was one of the most popular files on the site. And I looked in some of the reviews and stuff, and the file wasn't even printable. Some people said the file was corrupted and stuff. There was a few successful ones people print because they actually repaired the mesh. But the file was definitely, the actual printable file was definitely AI generated as well. And it's just frustrating that the bar used to be much, much higher, but AI SOP has just like infiltrated the thing. And this page has like, printables has like millions of viewers a month, and it's a very large page. I'd say it's probably the largest at the moment for 3D models. And that's kind of frustrating too, because of the speed that people can crank out these AI ones. So if you're designing something like this, you typically have to like make your design, print it out, and like CAD modeling can take hours, printing will take hours, etc. But something that they're doing with AI is you can have a file designed in seconds. Like, you just prompt it away. Again, feed your thing into an image generator. You have an image a few seconds later, and you just upload that. Sometimes I've even printing it to test it. Which is kind of frustrating, because the content quality isn't that good. And you can argue that maybe one day AI will be good at, like, this sort of stuff. But LLMs don't think like humans, or for anything, seem to really think or reason. There's, like, reasoning models and stuff, but that's mostly just marketing. And it's basically just a fancy way to predict the next token in the way that the computer thinks the human will like the best. And that's how the reasoning and stuff sorts of happen. So you basically try a few things and sees which one they think the human would like the best. And then it spits out one. It's just regurgitating stuff. And it's basically just a giant pile of math. They throw stuff there. Data into, stir it around, and then pile of math is like a bunch of other data and stuff. And sometimes good data comes out the other end, and they're massive and resource intensive. But fundamentally, they don't seem like they're going to be making like think like a human, at least now, at least for a long time, or without significant architectural shifts. But it's frustrating because you can get so many of these AI models and stuff generated in seconds, which would take, like, a human designing it in CAD software, even computer and stuff, hours and hours, and sometimes multiple revisions and tries and stuff, and they're not that good. So you can just pump it more out that are lower quality, which kind of degrades the whole experience in general. Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate, but what can we do as people? So the best we can do, honestly, is, like, just not using LLMs. Even if you think that you're getting it for free or something, they are going to get money off of you from advertising or increasing their user count. And their business models at the moment aren't sustainable. It's to be seen whether or not they'll become so. But another way to help also slow down LLMs and make them more expensive, to make it so things like this can happen and AI slop to pop up on 3D printing files, or really, honestly, any website or social media or TV and songs and stuff, it's to make it more expensive for them to generate it. Because we live in a capitalistic society, and if you make something more expensive, it makes it less likely for people to actually be able to use it and to use it to make their slop compared to humans actually sometimes getting money and stuff for this sort of stuff and just being replaced by robots. So something you can do is just not use it, because if you have a token to use a subscription or you inflate their mastermind numbers, they get some money in return and that helps them build more and make things cheaper in the future and stuff. And it kind of sucks because, like, computers and programming and stuff was supposed to help us, like, enhance our own humanity and share information and stuff. But, like, the internet has kind of collapsed in sorts. And everything that can be done is kind of pushing back against AI data centers, because 40% of AI data centers have had delays and stuff in a recent report because of pushback, which I think is really good. Will that do a ton? Possibly, because, or possibly not. It probably moved data centers from places like Northern Virginia, which has the highest concentration of data center in the world, to places like in the middle of nowhere, where it's much harder for a company group to object against it and stuff. But I feel like really fighting anything in your town and stuff is going to help them from destroying people's lives and stuff, these massive data centers, which are bad for plenty of reasons. I don't think I need to go into depth, because, like, they heat up areas, they emit carbon, they have gas generators that pollute areas, etc. But something that is also a wild card that could potentially help calm the storm a little is the AI bubble. And it's a bubble right now. Pretty clear they're not making the trillions of dollars that the investments are going in there. Whether they make some sort of profits, not to be known, but it doesn't seem like they've instantly made money. Most of OpenAI's business model, according to Sam Altman, seems to be making a super intelligent computer and then asking the super intelligent computer how to make money, which, yeah, that's a little interesting. It's basically like, we're going to build a machine to think of how to make money, and then maybe you'll be able to make money. They do make some money right now, but it's mostly just like the interface and the services. And it could pop, and that could help make these model stuff way more expensive to run, and decrease the rate of slop and stuff. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen quite yet. And when it does happen, there's going to be a lot of fallout on other people. Because while I'd like these giant tech companies that are horrible and exploitative to not do too well, it's not that great, because 10% of the US stock market is also tied up in, like, AI companies and stuff, and if that goes bad, it could bring the rest of the market down with you. Well, everyone my age and stuff might not be, like, playing the stock market and stuff. There's still direct ties, because a lot of things like jobs, employments, interest rates, etc., are all tied to the stock market, and any drop can create a financial crisis pretty easily that can cost people their jobs, savings, etc., which isn't ideal. And it's kind of upsetting that AI is helping push us over the edge. On the good side, a soft landing is theoretically possible. During the time of inflation and stuff in 2023, a lot of experts and stuff thought that, like, a soft landing where the impacts aren't too bad wasn't really possible, but that kind of happened. We didn't have, like, a full financial crash at the moment, which I think was quite good, but there's also kind of the systems of the Federal Reserve and stuff working in tandem with, like, these big company stuff, and, like, a lot of these systems and the nature of that are fundamentally different. And we've really never had anything like AI happen before in human history. Like, you can't really compare this to the internet or something like that. So it's kind of a known box. On a more positive note, I figured out I made a little extension that you can just sort by date. So I just excluded a lot of dates by time. And there's still plenty of good models being released. I found recently a one for the Soviet N1 rocket that I was 3D printing because it's a cool rocket and I have a color. Unfortunately, the rocket didn't work. It blew up 4 times. But it was a bit ahead of the time, and the technology they're using was not the best for that. But I think there are solutions, but it's just going to be difficult before it gets better. And that was just my rambling for a bit. And back to some music. We're going to go to Side Quest, which is a song. And yeah, by side quest by Magic Sword. The next song we're playing is Fall Ghost Simp by Concerned Ape off the Stardew Valley soundtrack. Why this? I was playing Stardew Valley the other day and I really like playing it, so I figure and it was fall, so I figure I'll play the song. It wasn't fall then, but it was fall in the game. You get the point. Just Stardew Valley song, and we're going to talk about a certain bill that's currently in West Virginia right now, and it's a little strange and also a little concerning because it's definitely an anti-trans law, but is also similar to something that could show up in Pennsylvania really easily, and I live in Pennsylvania, so I just want to talk about it briefly and why it's probably not that good for trans people and why it's also a little weird by how they did it and stuff. So, I feel like a lot of anti-trans bills and stuff are kind of slipping under the radar in the U.S. Like, they're kind of, people just kind of ignore it at this point because, like, they're just used to it, and people don't really care about trans people as much in the U.S. as they used to. I saw a meme recently that was like, oh no, I set trans people back 10 years and they're celebrating or something like that. But it was also, like, political pressuring and stuff. They were made into a scapegoat by both political parties, actually. One political party used them to talk about how they hated the other political party, but the other one used it to talk about, I am not honestly quite sure, something about being different or something. It's, and why they don't like it, trans people. So, like, neither party likes them, but they both blame each other party for the opposite. So, I don't quite understand what's going on with that, but it puts trans people in a kind of a precarious position. So this bill is West Virginia HB 5440, and if you want to look at it, that's the number of it. It's this legislative session, and at first glance, it looks like one of the "it's my choice to treat trans people / bake a cake, make a website" situation, where, like, a lot of these are, like, hypothetical too. Like, the lawsuit recently in the Supreme Court, I believe it was with something with some website designer who didn't want to make hypothetical websites for a gay wedding or something, and the Supreme Court said they don't have to make that because it's against their religious freedom or something. But it wasn't even real. But this is kind of like to expand on that and be able to have people to be able to discriminate against people they don't quite agree with. So one noticeable thing from quote from the bill is, no healthcare professional, healthcare institution, or healthcare payer should be required to participate in or to pay for any medical procedure, treatment, or service, or prescribe or pay for any medication to which he, she, or it objects on the basis of conscience, whether such conscience is informed by religious, moral, or ethical beliefs or principles. Also, go back for a second, which he, she, and it. I think that it's talking about, like, institutions and stuff, but I kind of do find it funny that they included more pronouns into this. But anyways, this feels like, okay, they can discriminate against trans people and not provide service. And, like, some might, but, like, probably not the majority. But you have to consider in terms of economics, too. So, like, if you're, say, an insurance company, and you discover you don't have to cover a procedure, and you would save money for doing that, why would you cover the procedure? Like, there, a lot of these insurance companies are very, like, want to be like, oh yes, I must maximize my profits. So we're going to start seeing insurances not do that and stuff. And unless they see potential costs in the future and them saving money from providing gender-affirming care and not being legally mandated, they're not going to provide gender-affirming care. And it's going to expand past gender-affirming care, too, because the language of the bill makes it pretty clear that it doesn't have to be just gender-affirming care. It could be, like, treatment to a person they don't agree with or something, which is pretty obviously bad, because if you're in, like, say, a hospital and the doctor doesn't want to treat you because they're transgender, that is discrimination, like, straight discrimination. Like, that is legally allowing discrimination. Like, you can't really argue with that. Like, say, you broke your arm or something and the doc doesn't like you because you're trans. That's not good. And let's go back to some quotes from this bill on how this might not be too good. Let me see, blah, 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 da, da, da. This includes, but is not limited to, testing, diagnosis, record-making, referral, prescribing, dispensing, or administrating any drug, medication, or device, therapy or counseling, and participation or arrangement for a surgical procedure. So, like, 98% of healthcare right there. And it's kind of, you can, it's basically legalizing, yes, you can discriminate 98% of healthcare. And it's kind of concerning, too, because West Virginia is not too different from Pennsylvania politically. Well, in a lot of things, West Virginia is not too much different from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania just happens to have, like, more fields than a city or two. The people are the same. Like, they're the same amount of bigotry and stuff, roughly. And, yeah, at least in central Pennsylvania. And it's kind of a little concerning that this seems to be, like, a new precedent that this could spill over into something worse. And I've seen when, like, government pressure and costs and stuff have made hospitals and stuff easily reject this sort of stuff. My previous the previous hospital, Moores Children's Hospital of Delaware, I am calling you out, decided to stop offering gender-affirming care for everyone, including adults, because they were threatened that they might lose insurance coverage or something, and that from the Medicare thing, which also, by the way, never happened. And for those procedures, and it honestly just probably saves some money and gets them less controversy to be able to discriminate against people, and that's not a good precedent. And this feels like a really slippery slope between this, denying gender-affirming care, and also having it being illegal to be like, oh yes, I just don't want to treat you at all over other stuff. Well, it does seem like in emergency situations, they do probably have to treat you, but smaller thing, even smaller than health problems can quickly add up and be quite bad. And yeah, it looks like, it feels like they almost don't want trans people to survive, which is a little concerning, because there has been political statements by certain groups and stuff saying they just don't want trans people to live. And it feels almost like weeding undesirables out of the population and like the whole, going back to the whole like eugenics thing. But the issue that is, it's not going to work because there's like no trans gene or something. So yeah, there's going to be continue to be trans people. They're going to be continue to be discriminated against, and governments like this are going to continue to make it worse for us, which is not fun. But the bill is not passed yet. Will it pass? Probably. But is it not where I live? No. Am I also Canadian? If something like that happens, I can just waltz over the border? Yes. But it's just really dangerous because there are trans people on the line, and there are a solid chance like this might kill people if people are denied medical care for being transgender, which is something that is legal and like sanctioned now just because they don't agree with it. And it's kind of really scary and stuff. But anyways, let's go back to music, because enough of me rambling like bad radio John Oliver. And we'll go back to music, and we'll do Delete by Q-Rain, which is the electronic music project of Lena Rain.
Thank you.
Well, that was the last song of our show for tonight, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I now return you to the Novad and enjoy the rest of your night.
Свободные места ставят новых коней, помоложе, посильней. Думать об опавших каприз, главное не лошадь, а приз. Истина простая, ага, сильно побеждает, ага, дроби неверные выдали нервы, трудно быть первым. Приходит.
you wanna be a polyester bride?
Hey, this is Anthony from Circa Survive, and you're listening to WMUC, and you're gonna die